You always hear the same thing. You got to save money. You got to save money. Yeah, and in theory, that's the plan. But when you're living paycheck to paycheck, how do you save money? Scott Seymour is a president of Great Scott Financial Services. Scott, like, I don't want to say you're embarrassed, but it's like you don't have a lot of extra cash to be saving. How do you get ahead when you're in that situation?
It's tough. I'm not going to lie to you. For most people, paycheck to paycheck is how they roll. One of the first things that you can do, take a deep breath and try to put together a budget. Because if you don't have a budget, you don't have a plan.
Scott, I've been seeing now the prevalence really of these apps, right? Where they're taking, you know, a few cents here, or you can round up on this, or $5 here or $10 here. I mean, is that realistic? Like, people are actually doing some sort of investment that way, or is that just something that companies are roping in and they're like, yeah, we're going to make our money?
To your point, I think some of it's a money grab, but there are some useful tools out there that help you set up and stick to a budget. The basic concept, you got to start with your four walls first. You do your food, your utilities, your shelter, and your transportation. And that's probably going to make up about half of what's coming out of your pocket every day.
It's like you have to be real with yourself, Anna. Can you imagine? How do you lie to yourself about where your money's really going? Because you want to be able to continue to spend it.
Yeah. So let's say you only can put aside, let's say, $100 a month. For me, what I've always done, which I believe is the wrong thing to do, is like you have a checking account, you have a savings account. So I just take that $100 and you put it in the savings account. But is there a way that you can invest it and put it somewhere where it's actually going to grow more than that 1 cent every month that it gets?
Absolutely. In fact, before it even gets to your checking or savings account, have it taken out of your paycheck so you don't even see it. For many people, the best place to start is with an employer-sponsored retirement plan.
So that's like the 401ks, right?
401k, 403b, they've got a whole bunch of different monikers based if you're public or private sector, small company, big company.
What are the top investments, Scott, you think for the future right now for people that are just getting in?
Best way to start is with a low-cost index fund. And when I say index fund, it's a passive investment, which means there's not some person deciding what to buy and what to sell, that mimics an index. Great place to start.
And what do you do when you have kids? Like, I know for me, I have my daughters and I have some college stuff set up for them. But is there like one website you can go to or something that's like the place you should start when you want to start saving money for their school?
I would say that you got to pay yourself first, because you can borrow money to pay for college. You can't borrow money to pay for retirement. We all want to help our kids out, but what we also don't want to have the situation is we're living with our kids and still working when we'd really like to be retired.
I've already accepted the fact that I'll probably be working till I'm 107 by the time I put them both through college. That's just common knowledge, I feel like, at this point.
But if you don't want to be.
Right. You guys, you're on your own. Scott Seymour is the president of Great Scott Financial Services. Scott, thank you so much.
You're welcome.